Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him." The Gospel of the Lord. There's a famous little book written maybe about 100 years ago by Brother Lawrence. The name of the book was Living in the Presence of God. Living in the Presence of God. Saint Teresa of Avila many years ago said that we commit sins because we forget God's presence. We become oblivious to God's presence. I could tell a very simple story and then maybe give three suggestions on how we can try to live in the presence of God. When I was about 17 years old, I had a 3-year-old brother. And then my parents would have, after this one, another one, no? So, and my parents told us that we could never eat anything without permission aside from the mealtime. This is the way it used to be 50 years ago, no? And I had a little brother who loved chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookies, Chips Ahoy, okay? So my mom and dad said, "You know, Jim, you can't have any cookies unless you ask permission or after meals." So one occasion, my mom was outside in the garden, and I think I was in my room studying, and I heard something in the kitchen. And it was someone was dragging a high chair, because on the top of the refrigerator there was a cookie jar. In the cookie jar were cookies. Chocolate chip cookies. So what happened was my little brother checked to see if the coast was clear. No one there. And he climbed up on the high chair. And you ever have those high chairs where they're kind of wobbly? You got the tripod where one of the legs is a little bit shorter than the others. So he was climbing up on the, and he had his hand in the cookie jar, and what happened was the chair started to wobble, and the chair fell. And my brother fell too. And what happened was he got his undershirt caught in the sharp handle of the refrigerator. So there he was between heaven and earth, crying out, "Help! Help! Help!" And my mom came running in. There he was with his hand in the cookie jar. I think that sometimes happens to us. That happens to us. We've got our hand in the cookie jar. We think that God doesn't see us. Amen or oh me? So Sometimes we do that. For that reason, Teresa of Avila says we commit sins because we forget the presence of God. We become temporary atheists. What is a temporary atheist? We block out God's presence. So what are ways in which we can be aware of God's presence? I'd like to suggest three. The proper use of sacramentals. Do you know what a sacramental is? This church probably has 50 different sacramentals. The altar. Not sacraments, but sacramentals. Sacramentals should draw us to the sacraments, but they are reminders of God's presence. Amen? My friends, isn't it great to be a Catholic? Because if there were Protestant here, they would say that priest is preaching idolatry. Yes, he would. Right? Protestant would say, well, but that priest, he's crazy. He's promoting idolatry. But we're not worshiping the image, but we love what it represents. Amen? We're not worshiping it, but we love what it represents. Okay, I'm going to give you a mini course on apologetics now. Patrick Madrid here, okay? Or Tim Staples. If someone says that you have a picture in your house, and that's idolatry, ask that person, do you have a family album? Oh, of course, with mom and dad, of course, your brother and sister, of course, idolatry. Or do you have pictures in your phone? Huh? Oh, I've got hundreds, idolatry. Use their own argument. See, that's basic apologetics. We're not worshiping it, but we love what we represent, what it represents. I've got about four, maybe five or six pictures of my mom and my dad in my room. And when I feel sometimes sad, I'll look at my dad who passed away, I'll look at him, and that brings a lot of happy memories. I'll look at a picture of my mom smiling, that will bring me happy memories. And I'm not practicing idolatry, I'm just practicing common sense. We utilize images in a proper way to call to mind what they represent. Amen? So use those arguments. Use those arguments. Amen? Second is, all of you should honor Mary. What do we celebrate on Saturday? Our Lady of Mount Carmel, right? Yes or no?
Yes.
Our Lady of Mount Carmel. What does Our Lady of Mount Carmel want us to do? What? Wear the scapular. Never take it off. Wear the scapular. You wear the scapular, you've got Mary's mantle of protection. I have imposed thousands of scapulars on people. The last one was in St. Therese about 3 weeks ago. Probably imposed about 300 there. Sometimes I've had parishes where I put it on probably close to 1,000 people with the help of a couple other priests. Wear the scapular. That's a sign of Mary's presence. And I love symbolism. I love English literature. I love symbolism. Where was the scapular? It's over your heart and it's over your shoulder. The word scapular comes from Latin scapula, which means shoulder. So it's over your heart and it's over your shoulder, symbolic of Mary giving you a hug. Amen? You like that? Say yes, Father. Yeah. Yes. You have Mary embracing you. I like that. Mary's giving you a hug. She's embracing you. She's drawing you close to her Immaculate Heart. And last but not least, another reminder of God's presence is the sign of the cross. How can you tell a baseball player is a Catholic? When he hits a home run, he goes like this. And they're all Latinos, right? So let's pray that we would be aware of God's presence. And can I quote a Greek poet for you? Can I? St. Paul in the Acts of the Apostles, he quotes a Greek poet, Anonymous. He says, as the poet says, in him we live and move and have our being. Amen.